And you don't want to get so excited about Prime Day that you smash through your ACoS goals. And yeah, the sales numbers look great, but your ACoS just got out of whack. And now you gave all that extra margin to Uncle Jeff Bezos. Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of the E-Commerce Evolution Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Curry, CEO of OMG Commerce. And today we're doing a deep dive into Prime Day, getting you prepped and ready to make this the biggest Prime Day ever for you and for your brand. I'm confident it's going to be the biggest Prime Day ever because they all are, but we want it to be the biggest Prime Day ever for you. And so that's what we're going to do here. I've got two esteemed OMG Commerce experts. These guys are in the trenches day in and day out, making dreams come true on Amazon. We've got some great coverage on the ad side, the full Amazon brand management and Amazon strategy side. And so we're going to bring you the full perspective here today. And so I've got with me a return guest, Mr. Jonathan Finkus, lead specialist for Amazon ads. He knows everything about Amazon though as well. And so Jonathan, welcome back to the show. And is this the second appearance or third appearance for you?
Just the second one. I know, it was such a great experience. It feels like I've been around more often, but yeah, just the second time.
All the fan mail, all the comments, all the people like, we want more Jonathan. It just feels like you've been here more. So thanks for coming back. Super excited to have you. And then first time, Miss Christine Shaloney. And Christine is our Amazon director. She's an Amazon strategist. She's been in the game a long time. She's led multiple groups, worked with lots of brands on the Amazon platform. If you got an Amazon question, she's got an answer. And so she's here to talk about overall Amazon brand growth and strategy for Prime Day. So with that, Christine, welcome to the show and thanks for taking the time.
Sure. Anytime. Looking forward to it.
Going to be super fun. I love picking your brain, talking strategy about new clients or new brands or whatever. And so can't wait to share with a broader audience all that you guys know about Amazon. So to kind of tee this up, just to kind of give perspective, obviously we know this is, the biggest day of the year. Last year, July 11th, 2023 was the biggest single day in Amazon's history. I think they said they sold 375 million products that day. Prime Day, which now is more of a Prime Days or multiple days, did 12.9 billion last year. Those are the estimates from Statista, up from 12 billion the year before. And so, in the early days of Prime Day, it was kind of like a doubling almost every year. Obviously, the growth has become slower because you have to slow down. Law of big numbers. But needless to say, it will be a monster day. Now, what are we expecting as far as timing, Christine? When do we anticipate Prime Day will happen? And what might be a little bit different about the timing or the duration of Prime Day this year?
So Amazon is now saying it's Prime Day week. So we can assume that might be starting on Sunday or Monday prior and maybe going through the following Sunday, like they did for Cyber 5. Usually, Prime Day in July is the second week in July. Usually, the first day is that Tuesday. So usually, Tuesday and Wednesday are the biggest days. Usually if you're getting deal placement, those are the days that you want your placement because they probably have the most traffic. That's what, Amazon's going to be pushing most likely with all of their advertising.
So this year could likely be July 9th and 10th, kind of that week. That's mm-hmm. the second week of July. July 1st falls on a Monday. So the 8th is also a Monday. So kind of that 9th, 10th.
Right after 4th of July.
Maybe it's going to start earlier.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. What should we expect? So we know this is a big day. We know there's going to be a lot of sales kind of regardless of what you do. But Jonathan, I know you've got good data. We keep track, multiple dashboards. We're tracking sales and performance across all of the OMG clients. And so we've got a lot of data to pull from millions in ad spend and then sales. And so we're able to kind of look at that data. But what could we or should we expect? What's kind of the range of performance? How do Prime Days compared to a normal sales day on Amazon?
Yeah. So one way that I like to break that down is kind of into two groups, because we do have a decent amount of sellers who choose not to run any deals on Prime Day. So in the group of clients who do run deals, and this is going like the average pretty much holds true to every Prime Day that we've seen, because we have all of them on file. What we see is a range in terms of total sales for each day of Prime Day, averaging around a 200% increase to the daily sales for those days compared to the kind of the average daily sales. But there is a really big range there because obviously each vertical is going to perform a little differently, how well you're ranking in that vertical and kind of how aggressive your deal is and how aggressive your deal is compared to other people's deals in your same category. And so even amongst those running deals, there are some who only saw a 50% increase to total sales, which is still nice. But if you factor in...
Still good. That's a heck of a bump.
It's a good bump. But of course, you know, it's maybe not as big as you might be hearing elsewhere. Like, oh, run promo and you're going to get a 500% increase. But on the high end, we have seen 1,000% gain or more. And those are definitely the outliers. And that's why I say the average is closer to that 200%. And then for that group that's not running any promos, we do actually, you know, if they're well positioned in their vertical, at least showing up organically on page one, we typically see between a 30 to 50% increase in total sales, which is still very nice. You know, you're still definitely seeing a big influx of traffic, even without running a huge promo. And so those are definitely things to take into consideration.
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, it really does have some the flavors of holiday where people are just buying. So whether you're discounting, whether you're not discounting, there's going to be more people with wallet open, ready to buy. It's an event that people plan for, or when it happens, they're just, the money is freely flowing. And so they're ready to make a purchase. Now, let's step back a little bit. So you talk about those that don't run a discount, those that do. Those that don't run a discount, still maybe seeing 30 to 50% increase in daily sales during Prime Day. Those that do run a deal, maybe as much as 1,000% increase. But the amount you have to discount does really, you know, make a huge impact on your bottom line and your overall performance. So before we get into this, some of the specifics, like what deals to run, what are some of the requirements with lightning deals, Amazon preferred deals, things like that. Let's step back and talk strategy first. So, and we'll just continue with you, Jonathan, then Christina, I want your perspective as well. But as you're talking to clients about overall strategy for Prime Day, what are some of the discussion points that you're having?
So it's, again, there's a lot of things to take into consideration there. But you kind of start from the top. You have to know what your margins are. So if you don't know what your margins are, and it's surprising, sometimes it's surprising that the client doesn't know, but there's a lot of sellers who are running a very small, tight ship, and it's like just them, maybe one person helping them, but a lot of people just running it by themselves. And so maybe they haven't calculated like all the FBA fees into their margin percentages. But so you need to know your margins so that you can know how much room do you have to run that promotion. And then when it comes to deciding a promotion and how much you're, you know, what you might choose to run, whether that's a lightning deal or best deal, or maybe just a prime exclusive discount, thinking about a promotion or choosing, maybe I don't want to run a promotion. You need to take into consideration where you're showing up organically, as I was mentioning earlier, because if you're already showing up organically in the top three or top five, like you're showing pretty prominently, you're getting in front of a bunch of eyes. Maybe if you see, I'm in front of a bunch of eyes, I don't have a lot of room on my margin, maybe I don't run a promo because I'm going to get a lot of extra traffic because I'm already up in top of search. But if you're not and you're in a really bad position, you might need to be more aggressive with that promotion to draw in more eyes, especially if you have the room. And then you, of course, and that's like married to your PPC strategy. Because if you're, again, if you're not showing up super prominently and you're running a promo, if you're not aggressive with your ads, nobody's going to see it. You're on page two and you're running a great promo, you're going to get, you know, that's where you're going to be one of those low end factors of maybe only plus 50%, even though you think you should have gotten that 200%. And so then, you know, you got to take into consideration the PPC strategy along with the promotional strategy with really knowing your margins, knowing your business inside and out.
Yeah, it really makes a ton of sense. I love that. Start with knowing your margins because, and just to give a quick example, just some super fast math, you know, if we're selling an item for $100, and let's just say that our margins after everything is 50%. So we're making $50 per $100 sale. I know for a lot of brands, you're like, well, I wish I had those kind of margins, right? But just for easy math, so every item we sell, we make $50. Now, we're offering, let's say, a 25% discount, which would be kind of a normal type discount. Well, that means that we've given half of our margin away. So now we need to at least double sales or we saw no net benefit in those additional sales. Now, maybe you can make the case that we made a sale and so now we can sell that person multiple items. So you could make that case for sure. But unless you're doubling sales, then it didn't pay off. It could get worse though. What if you're at a 30% margin, so you're making $30 now for every $100 sale and you have to give away 20%. Now you're giving away 2/3 of your profits. Now you got to triple what you're doing in order just to make the same amount of money. And so that's where you got to kind of think about margin. So love that. Christine, how do you have these conversation with clients from the strategy level, and we'll dig into tactics, tips, and tidbits in a minute. But from a strategy level, how are you coaching?
If you're selling a consumable, like something that people, a supplement or something like that, that people you have subscribe and save, it could potentially be worth your while to run very tight margins or potentially even a loss leader to get people into the fold because they're going to hopefully enroll and subscribe and save. So you're going to have that business for the future. You don't have to pay for ads anymore for these people, for these clients. They're already in the fold. So that's one thing that you should definitely consider. Another thing you should consider is, you know, your inventory position. Where are you? Are you in a position where you could potentially be running out? Okay, so maybe you don't want to run any deals at a lower price where you're not going to make the margin that you need on that specific inventory. Conversely, are you experiencing really high FBA fees? Maybe it's worth you running it a little bit tighter margin because now you're going to save money on the long-term storage fees and not have to do a removal order to save money on the back end that way. So those are a few things that clients should really look at on their end. And if the deal does take off, which, you know, that's what we all want, do we have the ability to restock rather quickly?
Yeah. That's great. Now, you mentioned subscribe and save. Can you attach the Prime Day deal to subscription and subscription only, or does it have to be?
It's a one-time purchase. Well? So the deal is a one-time purchase, but hopes that, you know what, they loved whatever it is that they purchased. Amazon's going to be continuously serving them. Would you like to buy this again? You bought this on Prime Day. Oh, I love that. And now they're in.
Yeah, we see that a lot. You know, I've got the Amazon Echoes in our home. We got the Echo Show in our kitchen, and it's always reminding me, like, hey, do you need to order an espresso pod, or you need to order toilet paper, or whatever. Like, you need to order hot sauce. So it's really giving those recommendations. So that makes a ton of sense. And if you kind of know your stick rate, like you know, or your take rate on subscription, that can help you as you push into a deal because we know, hey, 20% or 30% or 50% of all people that purchase do end up subscribing and saving. So we factor that in as we're running our numbers on discounts. So okay. Really, really cool. Let's talk discounts out a little bit, and I'll continue with you, Christine, here. What are the options? So if we're considering, okay, I want to be in that category where I can raise sales, you know, 200 to 1,000% type of thing by having a deal, what are my options for deals in terms of like categories, and what kind of discount do I need to be
looking at?
So
the first option is lightning deals or / best deals. So recently, in the last few months, not every brand now has deals populating in the console to book deals. So my thought process on this is not running deals consistently. Amazon's like, okay, so now you're not going to get a deal. So other times, like consistently, just run one once a month or twice a month or something like that, just to stay relevant with that.
Yeah. Because from Amazon's perspective, they want to say, hey, I want these Prime Day needs to be huge for us. So we're going to do deals that we know are successful at other times of the year or the time of the month.
And it could be fun deals, so we know it's going to be big here. Well, then, you know, maybe you don't have deals showing up that way. So a lightning deal, Amazon, if you have it in your console and you've booked it for the Prime Day week, that's great. Amazon will pretty much determine the pricing for the product based on the last 45 to 30 day pricing of your product. So if you do end up with a lightning deal and you're lucky enough, you have it on that Tuesday, it's prime time, it's between, you know, 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., continuously check that deal. Make sure it's running at the price you need it to run at, because that price will change. It will fluctuate up until the day of. So first of all, you need to add your inventory in there, make sure you have enough. And secondly, check that price, because if you've done all your numbers, I know I can run this at, you know, $19.99 and I can still make my margin. And you look in your console 2 days before and they have it at $15.99. Okay, now you need to make a decision. Am I running it or am I not running it? So that's one option. A best.
Because you can pull the plug, right? So you'll see, you'll be given a little bit of time to say, okay, this is going to be the lightning deal. Are you good or not? And yeah, if you're going to be losing money on every sale and like.
Right. And that's not part of Amazon's algorithm, whether you're losing money or not, right? This is just what they're determining. Care. Maybe it's based on all the other deals out there in that category. It's not 100% clear. Another option is a best deal, which is usually 7 days long. So for that, you really need to check your numbers because that deal, you can't stop it once it starts. So, and it's 7 days.
So you can yes. stop it before it starts, but once that train has left the
you're
station,
the
you're
run.
Doing that deal.
So you have to get that part. Another option is Prime exclusive discounts. These don't have a cost. I didn't say lightning deal and best deals do come with a cost. They're between $300 to $1,000 a deal to run. So that also you have to factor that into your numbers to make sure right. you can cover that additional, whatever Amazon deems the cost is, $1,000, say at the highest level.
And they're going to let you know that up front as well. So they're going to show this is a lightning deal. This yes. is what the price is going to be. And this is
and
your cost
you can,
to run
you know,
it.
Hop in your spreadsheet.
Spread that out over how many units you think you'll exactly. sell and see like, see okay, how does work. This change the economics?
Prime exclusive deals do not have a cost. That's a great option. But they do need to be at least 20% lower than your minimum price in the last 30 days. So that's number one. And if it's not, it's going to push you with referral price errors. And until you lower the price to what Amazon thinks it should be, then again, then it's not going to run. You can.
So we can't play the game of we're going to hike the price up the day before by 20% and then do a 20% discount or whatever. Like, no.
That had to be done. 45 days prior to that to, you know, to let it really get through the system because that's what they want to avoid. And I completely agree with that. So
totally understand. Yeah.
It's 20% the lowest price in the last 30 days. You have to have 3.5 to 4 stars. You have to have seller feedback. And one interesting tip about a Prime exclusive discount is if you're running that, and you also are running the same product for a lightning deal or a best deal, the Prime exclusive discount will automatically pause when your deal starts. Conversely, within a day, Amazon will now say, well, that's your lowest price in the last 30 days. So then your Prime exclusive price may get hit and go down a little bit. So all things you just need to keep your eyes on. Lastly, an option, if you can't get a Prime exclusive to stick, you didn't get a lightning deal, you can run coupons, right? This, you have a tag on your listing. It means you're participating. So, and then a coupon, you can decide the discount. You can decide the ASINs that you're targeting. And, you know, at least you're in the game. Coupons, they do charge for every redemption. So that's something that you need to keep in mind. But for a coupon, you're controlling your destiny way more than you are with the other options. Or you say, let's just see what the traffic brings me. You can always add a coupon. It takes 6 hours to populate.
So you just have to do that basically day before and mm-hmm. we're in pretty good shape in that situation. Cool. So Jonathan, from the ad side, as we're preparing for this, how are you coaching or when you're managing an account, growing an account, how are you doing things differently? And maybe the strategies are slightly different between, you know, lightning deal, best deal type of thing, Prime exclusive, and then coupon. What are you seeing from our clients? And then how are you executing on the ad strategy based on that?
So the main point that I talk to with clients is kind of, hey, what are you guys doing in terms of your promotional strategy? And so I can best align the advertising strategy with that promotional strategy. And if they don't necessarily have a promotional strategy or they just like, they wouldn't call it a strategy, they're just saying, oh yeah, it's 20% off on everything. You know, then the question is, okay, well, do you guys have perhaps like a budget that you want to hit, or keep, you know, under a certain budget for the days of the event? And the main thing that I always recommend to all my clients is, you know, like we were saying earlier, you know, if you know all your margins, you know exactly what you want to be hitting in terms of performance, you should really, if the funds are there, you should have an unlimited budget for the event. Because as we were saying earlier,
if you're hitting performance targets, you're hitting your ACoS goals, you're making sales, it's growing, you're exceeding that 200% growth, you're approaching the 1,000% growth.
Right.
Like,
right. Keep and especially with You know, the everyone is being more competitive on the events and striving for just getting another inch of market share. So if you, you know, let's say you burn through that initial budget that you had set for yourself, but you're at good performance mark metrics, you know, that might happen by like halfway through the day of day one, or maybe three quarters of the way through day one. And if you just have set like super tight budget restraints, stuff's going to turn off. And we typically see, you know, the normal cadence of a daily sales on a normal day probably peters off after about 6 p.m. Eastern. But on Prime Day, it can stay at the peak levels well until like 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, it's an event, man, where I'm getting home from work, I'm maybe eating dinner, putting the kids to bed, whatever, and then I'm shopping. Like that's a huge event.
And activity. Really, the budget really follows very closely in line, the ad spend follows closely in line with what you see in the total sales side. In that range, you know, as I was saying, with deals, we'll see anywhere from 50 to 1,000%. Growth in total sales, we'll equally see anywhere from that 50% to 1,000% increase in ad spend for the days of the event. And with it, like Christine was saying, with it being Prime Day week, I'm not expecting the rest of any extra days to be that aggressive. I'm sure they'll see some lift, but really just the two big days that we, you know, historically have just called Prime Day 1 and Prime Day 2. Those 2 days would typically see a very large lift, again, in ad spend. And so that's why I say, you know, if we can have that unlimited budget, but we want to hold and make sure we're really tight to those performance metrics, then budget rules are your friend. Right now, they're still only applicable to sponsored product ads. Amazon hasn't pushed those out to sponsored brand or display ads. But for sponsored product, you can say, hey, my budgets, maybe I don't want to manually increase them too much just because I don't have the time to be checking in on the account every 30 minutes throughout Prime Day. But I'm going to say the budget is allowed to double or quadruple as long as the ACoS is under 30% or whatever that target metric is. So you don't have to be, you know, holding the hand of your campaigns all day long if you're that super busy solo business owner who doesn't have time to be doing that.
Or you got a lot of campaigns running or whatnot, and just hard to keep track of.
You can let that budget rule do the work for you. But you know, me on the agency side, I will be checking my accounts very frequently throughout the days to make sure that they're pacing well in line with budget goals. And there can be unexpected spikes. There are, you know, it's not just a perfect little bell curve in terms of total traffic. There could be a huge spike for one reason or another. It could be you're the first one to get a promo live because your lightning deal had the best slot in your vertical. Or who knows, maybe there's a blog article that's writing about your product that, you know, you had no control over that, but it just explodes in some random hour that you thought was going to be really slow, and then your campaigns run out because you get this huge flush of engagement. But that's a big thing.
But that's a really good call out there, Jonathan. We kind of expect that. Oh, okay, so it's Prime Day, so all the hours will be elevated, right? It's just going to be this consistent lift across the day. That's not really true. There's going to be spikes. There's going to be ebbs and flows. There's going to be pockets when people are shopping from home. And yeah, to your point, like people will call out deals on blogs. Or like my wife is part of a couple of Facebook groups, and so she gets notifications when certain things go on sale or whatever. And so like someone mentions your product or your category at 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, you could see a huge spike in sales. And if you're not paying attention, if you don't have the right budget rules and things in place, you'll burn through budget, ads will pause, you'll lose opportunities
for sales. And then the kind of the final key to that in terms of the ad strategy, again, is kind of align it with your promotional. So if you want to run a deal, but you're kind of running bare minimum deals, or you're being really aggressive with your deals, syncing that up with your advertising strategy in terms of where and how aggressive you're going to be showing. And again, that also ties back to where you've been ranking organically. Because again, if you're ranking on the second page or the third page, you're going to have to be more aggressive with your ads to get your deal showcased in front of more eyes. And so, you know, the biggest, most important area to go after in that is the top of search placement. You know, rest of search and detail pages, those are good spots to be getting sales, but really you want to be getting people on that top of search. If you have a limited budget and you're able to spend, you know, more aggressively in all those categories, that's definitely the most aggressive hyper way to go after it. But if you need to focus in on, go for that top of search. I don't recommend, you know, you hear online a lot, especially on a lot of YouTube videos talking about Amazon, like top of search, they're like, oh, go plus 900%, be crazy aggressive. You can set the bid low, but 900%. So it's like 1 cent bid becomes, I don't know if that is exactly, but Yeah, that's a little too much for my liking. And also almost eliminates the detail page and the rest of search targeting, which we still want to go after that, of course. But I tell my clients to go more for like a 30 to 50% for top of search. If they're wanting to be more aggressive, I might go to 100%. But I like to fine tune it a little bit more so that we're still being aggressive against competitors on the rest of search and detail pages, but mostly focused on that top of search placement, but also knowing a lot of other people are going to be doing that as well. And so, of course, you got to be closely watching the performance metrics, especially from the agency side, on the day of, in the lead up, in the after, because you know, you're making all these little tweaks and things can get a little hairy sometimes.
Yeah. And yeah, that's where the if you go too wild on the percentage increases for top of search or whatnot, it can really have a compounding effect. And you don't want to get so excited about Prime Day that you smash through your ACoS goals. And yeah, the sales numbers look great, but your ACoS just got out of whack. And now you gave all that extra margin to Uncle Jeff Bezos, which you want to keep that in your pocket. And so I got a couple more kind of nerdy ad questions here. And then I want to bounce over to Christine to talk, you know, sort of about like what to do after Prime Day, right? Because I think we want to leverage as much as we can during Prime Day, but what do we do after Prime Day? And then we'll kind of close out with some tips and tidbits and little things to keep in mind. But Jonathan, on the ad side, what are we seeing in terms of how are CPCs increasing, how are conversion rates increasing? And those usually kind of go together, right? So you're paying more per click and you got to be really aggressive. You're spending more total, but conversion rates usually go up enough that it balances it out, right? So what are we kind of seeing there?
Yeah. So on the CPC side, it really...
And more about the CPC side, if you don't have conversion rate metrics, that's not as important necessarily, but yeah, how much does CPC increase?
So don't have... do have conversion rate, but I don't have it on the... Sorry. big spreadsheet here. So on the CPC side, typically we'll see about a 20% increase on the account as a whole, which that is skewed a lot because, you know, in a big account with a big portfolio, there's potentially a lot of products that you're not running promos on. Maybe you're just focusing on your hero product. Yep. And that's usually what we see is that clients will focus on maybe like the top 2 to 5 hero products, kind of depending on how many variations they have. But on a whole, usually about 20% increase in CPCs. But of course, that can vary drastically for those kind of top terms for those top products. When you're running big promos and competitors are running big promos, you know, it's not uncommon to see the CPCs double in that time, you know, especially with being more aggressive on top of search. And if other people are similarly being aggressive on top of search, it can be a bit of a bidding war. And that's where you got to kind of stay on top of it because you could see, you know, say you've set up to be a little bit more aggressive top of search. If you're not actively watching the account, especially during peak hours, which is, I would say, starts after about 9 a.m. Eastern, you know, if you're not checking in, it could be that there's a really aggressive competition in the start of the day or in the middle of the day or in the afternoon, maybe aligning with when another competitor's lightning deal is going active because it's just starting at some other random hour and you see the CPCs explode. So that is something to definitely keep a close eye on because, like you're saying, that'll destroy margins. Conversion rates, similar, like we kind of have it on the account level data, but whichever product you're running the promo on, of course, you're going to be seeing increased conversion rates, but I don't have an exact percentage jump there for you.
Got it. Yeah, all good. So yeah, you just want to be really vigilant because you don't want to just see your margin evaporate with high CPCs. You want to make sure those CPCs are being counterbalanced by more people purchasing. So Christine, let's talk about what to do after Prime Day. So we got all this traffic. Maybe it's 50% increase. Maybe it's 200% increase. Maybe it's 1,000% increase. How do we leverage that and get some, you know, longer lasting benefit or ongoing benefit? What do we do after
Prime Day? First thing I would suggest, well, there's two things they can kind of, it won't run simultaneously, but there's brand tailored promotions where you can target your brand cart abandoners for the last 90 days. These have to be set up about 7 days prior. Set that up to target people that visited your page, but they abandoned the cart. There's that option. So those customers would receive on their product display page a discount. The minimum is 10%, that's probably not going to drive a lot of conversion, but you can go up to as high as you want. They're not costly to run at all. And they only show up to these customers that have done it. Now, Amazon has also added that feature for coupons. So there's a brand cart abandoner in the last 7 days coupon that you can set up. So a coupon, you can target ASINs it won't be account wide. The brand tailored promotions, it's for the whole account. You don't have any control over that at all. But the coupon, you can target ASINs. You can do it for specific ASINs. You can retarget the last 7 days with a specific discount. You can run.
And again, that's going to be based on cart abandoner. So the brand tailored cart abandoner discount, that's where we're saying anybody added a cart during Prime Day or whatever time period, now we're sending them a discount where if they now go to purchase, they'll see that discount and they'll
correct.
Be the only ones.
The coupon, I would think, is probably going to run the same because it's the brand cart abandoner. Yeah. So it's probably the same exact data.
Got it. But that's just where your specific products with coupon.
I ran this product on a deal. Maybe you ran a lightning deal. So, and you didn't get all the conversion that you wanted. You can opt in with another coupon for them. Another thing to keep in mind is shortly thereafter Prime Day is October Prime Day. So you literally have until the end of August to get yourself in line for October Prime Day. That's about 45 days before the October Prime Day window is going to start. I would think that probably Amazon's going to start populating the deals in the ads console very soon after the July Prime Day is over. So keep your eye on that. I would say select as many deals as they're going to offer you. See what they end up giving you, and then you decide if you want to take it or not. But if you never pick it,
you never have an option to have it.
Yeah. So pick it. And then see where you are inventory-wise, margin-wise, et cetera. And then you can discern if you want to run it or not. And then right after that, guess what? It's Christmas. It's Cyber 5 or Cyber 10. So this is really the start of the fun.
It begins. It's so wild. After Prime Day, basically you have 45 days before October Prime Day. Then we're peak holiday shortly thereafter. And so it's going to be a fun ride for anyone selling on Amazon starting here in July and then moving forward. So Jonathan, what about for you? So on the ad side, what are we keeping in mind right after Prime Day or kind of the final hours of Prime Day and then ongoing? What are we doing with budgets, bids, making sure we continue success, but also making sure again we don't burn through budget?
So first thing that I always do is make sure that any of those more aggressive adjustments, I'm thinking like top of search, and I mean, that's really the main ones, top of search and maybe any manual bid adjustments themselves, reducing those, but not necessarily going all the way back to pre-Prime Day levels. Because as Amazon always tells us, there's typically more traffic post-Prime Day as people are still kind of seeing if maybe there's any deals still hanging around. Or they're bummed, like seeing something that somebody else got with the promo, and then they're coming to see if that's, you know, again, still got the deal, or maybe they're just checking it out. So you still want to try and capture some of the extra engagement that we see after Prime Day, but knowing that those shoppers have a lot less intent to buy, just because, you know, they kind of built up to the hype of Prime Day. There were a bunch of promos, and now they might be thinking, man, if I'd come here a couple of days earlier, I would have saved like 30%. And maybe they're a little less likely to bite the bullet on that product now. That being said, if you have longer promos running, of course, you want to still be, being moderately aggressive with those ads. Again, not as aggressive as on the event itself, because, you know, we're getting back into, let's get back to our margins that we want to be operating at for the rest of the year. And then there are some ad types in terms of display ads and the views remarketing, purchase remarketing. And I like to, especially if you have a consumable product, setting those up, knowing, of course, you know, what's the likely frequency repurchase rate. Because if it's a 30 day supply of a supplement versus 180 day supply of a supplement, you're going to want to fine tune that targeting for that in terms of, hey, I'm not going to show this ad to this person until it's been at least like 160 days. If they've got 180 day supply, so that they start thinking about it again, and knowing that and kind of aligning with that. And then, because there's so much more, audience data, the display ads in terms of like you, because you can obviously target those audiences that saw or purchased your product, but you can also target audiences that saw or purchased competitor products, similar vertical products. And really that's an insane amount of audiences that they let you go after. And you, again, you know, I do like to run those ads, but we have to align that with the client's strategy and goals going forward, because those aren't necessarily going to be huge return on ad spend going after those. But that is how you grow, getting more new to brand shoppers and continuing to feed that flywheel. And I like to call it a snowball. Keep snowballing that brand further and up.
That's awesome. And this is one of those things where, man, you got to be diligent. ahead of time to really get things laid out and prepared properly. You got to pay attention to all the details during Prime Day to make sure you're accelerating sales and not missing opportunities, but make sure that's not waste. And then have your game plan in place to make sure you can get an ongoing effect and more new to brand shoppers. Obviously, you won't keep the elevated sales of Prime Day going, but you'll get that elevation, and then the new normal will be higher than it was before pre-Prime Day. So let's do this. Let's talk about a few deadlines. So we're basically out of time. You guys have done a fantastic job. It's been so fun. Let's talk about deadlines we need to be aware of. Let's talk about just tips or tricks or tidbits, kind of a grab bag of anything we need to know for Prime Day. So Christine, why don't you go first?
Your Prime exclusive discounts, set them up as early as you can, because you're going to have to deal with a lot of the referral price errors so that you can have it all set and ready to roll. You can get it to your ads team. You don't have to worry about it. Check your pricing for your lightning deals and best deals. They will adjust continuously. So just make sure you're really checking that, and make sure you keep your eye on the prize, which is going to be October Prime Day and Christmas. So set yourself up, build your organic rank, make sure your listings are ready to go. If you don't have time and you can't really optimize your entire listing, all your infographics and everything, do some keyword research. Drop some new search terms in the back end. Do something just to give yourself a little bit more of an advantage than the next guy. If you can do some other title optimizations, et cetera, start working on that. Get yourself ranked in the algorithms for maybe some new keywords, and you're ready to go. And enjoy the ride.
Love it, Jonathan. What was the last piece? Enjoy the ride, dude. It's so fun. Like we get so excited when holiday rolls around. It's like our Super Bowl for the whole D2C space. For Amazon sellers, we get a couple of Super Bowls, right? We get July Prime Day, October Prime Day, and holiday. So I geek out about this. We have a little dashboard we watch internally. We're watching how the sales grow and what clients are crushing it. And so yeah, I'm excited to watch how things go. And I know all our clients are going to be ready. All the OMG clients are going to be ready to take full advantage. So Jonathan, from you, any other tips, tricks, tidbits, any kind of last bits of advice?
Yeah, from PPC side, you know, it's really not anything fancy or flashy. It's really about, as I've been saying, kind of in a common thread throughout the call, is like, it's a cohesive strategy with the whole brand. PPC can't stand alone. You know, just perfect brand management in terms of your listings and detail pages can't stand alone. You have to know your margins and align that with your promotional strategy, your PPC strategy. From the ads side, it's really about consistency, being consistent with making sure the ads are pushing in the direction in terms of performance that you want to be going towards. But also, you have to know that if you're just going for purely an ACoS number, you're probably going to end up bidding yourself down and down and down until you're getting no impressions and your ad sales have dried up and you're wondering why you're not getting any new-to-brand orders. And that's a delicate balance of give and take, because of course you can't just infinitely scale your ACoS because of course that's going to eat into your margins at one point or another. But yeah, it's just about being consistent and staying focused on your goals and using the ads to help you get there.
Got to be ready to play ball, man. You got to be ready to step up a little bit or you're going to miss out on Prime Day. And hey, I would say you got to choose the right partners. And that's where shameless plug for Team OMG. If you're listening to this and you're like, dang, I need people like Christine and Jonathan managing my business on Amazon and helping it grow, then we would love to talk to you. And so obviously based on when you're listening to this, maybe a little bit late for Prime Day, kind of depends on when you're listening, but reach out to us, omgcommerce.com, click on that Let's Talk button, request a free strategy session. We'd love to talk to you. If you're a growing brand, successful brand, and just looking to get bigger and more successful on Amazon, we would love to chat with you. Christine and Jonathan, ladies and gentlemen, hey, you guys crushed it. That was super fun. I'm so impressed.
Thanks, Brett.
There's going to be calls for people to be like, hey, we want more Christine and Jonathan. Get this Brett guy out of here. New co-host, Christine and Jonathan.
You're going to have to go through my agent for that, most likely.
Yeah, okay. Get me in touch. You know, connect me with your people. And yeah, that's awesome. All right, thanks, guys. And as always, thank you for tuning in. We'd love to hear from you. If you've not given us that review on iTunes, we would love that. Makes our day, helps other people discover the show as well. If you listen to this and you think, hey, I know somebody that could really use these insights, please share this episode with them. And with that, until next time, thank you for listening.